Hey guys, it's Andrea here. Welcome back to another episode of Transparency Therapy. I'm sorry that the episode uploads have been very sporadic lately. If you haven't noticed from the last two episodes, I've actually been on quite a low, but I feel myself coming back up a bit. So I thought I would record today, maybe kind of update you and kind of tell you what's kind of been going on. What's interesting, I guess, for you guys who have been listening to me, you can see kind of my ups and downs, and which is totally normal with someone who's battling mental health issues. And I just want to be real with you guys. Part of me feels embarrassed about it and feels like I should just get my shit together. And if I say I'm going to do it, I should do it. And but then at the same time, I'm like, no, that's an unrealistic idea of what I'm actually trying to do, because the whole point of this podcast is to show that it is really hard to deal with mental health issues. And I'm not going to just, it's not going to just go away just because I really want something and I wish I could do it. I still need to listen to my body, and there's going to just be times that things are just going to be harder, and I have to just accept those times. And when I get myself kind of put back together, I can then move forward. So basically, I feel like it's been maybe even a month. That there were some really bad days, like some days that I didn't get out of bed at all. Just feeling a lot of pressure from unknown sources, not feeling good in my body, feeling I didn't kind of like the way I've been looking or feeling, just feeling uncomfortable, like having heartburn all the time, not sleeping well at all. But just this feeling of brain fog. And I realize I actually have brain fog. Probably every day, but some days I don't really notice it because it's so normal for me. And then there's other days that the brain fog gets really worse, and then I'm like, oh, okay, this is really not fun. Because I find it makes you feel like you're kind of dreaming. So basically, I was just having a lot of trouble finding a reason to get out of bed, I guess. I was like, yeah, I could go to the gym, or I could go and meet someone. I could go do this, but the result of my day is going to still end up the same. I'm going to just end up back in bed, and the day is going to be over and whatever. So why not just stay in bed in the first place? Or I would start to do something and be like, yeah, I'm going to go out. And then I'd be like, you know what? No, I don't want to go out. I don't want to see anybody. Socializing is horrible. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. And then I would say, oh, no, I don't want to go to the gym. I'm not going to feel good. I'm going to feel dizzy. I'm embarrassed, like, because I'm out of shape. I don't want to go around other people who are all super in shape. And then it's just like they're going to laugh at me. So I just was finding reasons and excuses for every little reason why I would get out of bed, and I just wouldn't. And my brain would find a way to really say negative things about things that are actually positive. And there was one day that I had an epiphany, kind of. And it was another day that I'm like, oh, I feel like maybe I could go to the gym today. And my brain started saying, no, that's not a good idea. Like, what are you going to wear? Oh, are those gym clothes like too tight on you right now? Like, who are you to go to the gym? Like, it's just so like other people are going to be like looking at you, and you don't even know what to correctly do. Like, what are you going to even do at the gym? Like, you don't know what to do. You haven't worked out properly in so long. How are you going to know what to do? You're going to just do like 30 minutes on the bike or 20 minutes on the bike and then leave. That's not actually doing anything. You might as well do something else. You shouldn't go. And then I stopped, and then I said, wait a minute. My brain isn't trying to help me. And I like had this kind of moment where I realized, my thinking is not healthy. And it's hard for me because thinking has gotten me so far, and it's been able to help me realize so many things and understand myself more. And it was all about thinking and using my brain and trying to create a dialogue with myself. So then I think that I have to overthink everything to be able to be the best version of myself. But then I said, wait, right now my brain is telling me not to go and exercise when I know that exercise is going to release endorphins and help me feel better today. And I'm going to probably sleep better, and maybe it will trigger me to want to eat healthier. And it's going to be, I'm going to be able to be around other people and not feel so isolated. And so my brain was trying to stop me from doing something that is going to help me. And I realized, wait, sometimes my thinking is not trying to help me. And I mean, I know this. I know we've talked about ego before, and ego is really kind of what that is. It's like this thing in your brain that basically is trying to bring you down, and you think it's trying to protect you, but actually it's the thing that makes you do all of those decisions that hurt you. And the more I try or have been trying to differentiate my ego with my true self or whatever you want to call it, I realized that the lines became more and more blurred. And I would overthink to the point of literally making myself sick, like not sick throwing up, but sick like with a migraine, sick with a stomach ache, so much brain fog that I couldn't even like sit up without feeling dizzy. Like these are all symptoms of anxiety. And a point on that as well is it's hard to know what symptoms are anxiety and what symptoms are actually physical. And that line also becomes blurred because it causes real physical symptoms and they are real, but it's hard to know the cause. And I think it's important to consider it might be mental health, but I think if it's persistent, that you should definitely check medically if there's anything going on. For example, I haven't been sleeping well in, I don't know, for as long as I remember. And I did get a test for sleep apnea. And I do have some moments that I do have apneas, but it's very, very mild. And it's possible that it's waking me up, but it's not enough to have a diagnosis of sleep apnea. And most likely just, maybe if I lose a bit of weight or sleep on my side, it will resolve. But it's still unclear if there's something else that is triggering me to wake up so many times. Because I did a sleep test and I wake up maybe 10 or 12 times during the night. I do go into deep sleep, but then I wake up. So it's definitely not a normal result, but it's not sleep apnea. So I am going to see another specialist because there is something with my breathing and my sinuses. And it's not because I'm sick. So I'm going to go see an allergist and also an ENT, which is an ear, nose, and throat doctor, to see if I have maybe chronic sinusitis or something like that. And I used to not want to seek help because I thought that I was being an annoying patient. I thought that I can just tough out whatever's happening. I don't need to bother anybody. But I realize now I really want to rule out that there's nothing that that can be fixed. Like if there's something that I could do that can make my life a bit easier, then why not take that route? And why not kind of see if there's anything that I'm missing? And it's important not to just assume because you're depressed or have anxiety that all of your problems are strictly due to that, you are still a human that is very complex, and there are things that can help you, and it's good to come at it at multiple angles. Our physicalness and our minds are so connected. One affects the other because it's kind of like the chicken and the egg. Which one came first? Did your depression and anxiety come first, or is it because you have sleep apnea and you haven't been sleeping your whole life? Or like, are you gaining weight because something happened, or did you gain weight and then that caused you to be more depressed? Like, it's all connected. And I think, you know what? It doesn't matter what came first. I think there's a certain balance that we can establish, and you need to find kind of the easiest way on yourself to start making little steps to get there. And I think just right now, what has made me overcome the last little hard part that I just went through, I didn't, what is it called? Like a rut? Is that I just decided, okay, my brain isn't trying to help me right now. And those negative ideas and these constant overthinking, it's not helping me. And I gave myself permission to just do things. And another interesting kind of thing I've been thinking about, and I've read about it too, is okay, so how do I describe this? Basically, I think when you're first learning something or ha learning about yourself or learning a new skill, even we could use that as an example. It takes a lot of thinking at first, and it takes a lot of understanding, and it's tedious a bit. But then once we start to do things, it becomes a habit, and you'd no longer have to think about it. It just feels right. And I think that might be true with our minds. And like I said, I've used my mind as a tool to really learn about myself and learn about my relationships and learn about my needs. And I've really overworked my brain to the point of like curled up in a ball, overthinking. Like that was caused 100% by my mind. And I learned things about me that were positive. I've learned what I needed to do, what feels right for me, but I wouldn't go with those gut feelings because I was like, wait, am I missing something? What else haven't I thought of? And instead of learning to l listen to my gut feeling after I've established what works for me, instead of going with that, I would continue to overthink and think I'm still missing something. And I've heard of this kind of concept in a couple books. Well, definitely in A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, he talks about this in one of the ending chapters. I don't know the name, I'm sorry. And then also there's this book I'm reading about guitar called Zen Guitar, and it talks about how you start as a beginner, and then the book kind of categorizes it into like belts, like karate, like white belt, black belt, whatever. So he says you start as a white belt, you become a black belt, but then you actually go back to being a white belt. And I really like that idea because it's like I said, it's just this idea that I've been thinking about how, yeah, you start as a beginner, you know nothing. You work really hard, but your goal is to kind of get back to that naivete, like the beginning stage of just open-eyed and going with the flow and learning and just doing, and you don't have to think about it after a while. And you could be a super expert, but you're never going, there's no such thing as being an expert in really anything when you break it all down. So it's still that you know things, but you're going with what feels right after a while, and your eyes are kind of open to this new world, and you might not be doing anything different than what you were doing when you were a beginner, but you're like an expert beginner. I don't know if that makes any sense. I wish I had a better example, but I don't. So that's all you're gonna get. Actually, I think I do have an example. It's about this other audiobook that I'm listening to right now, and it's about habits. What is it called? Like habits or something? It's like the book has a yellow cover and it has like wheels. And it was talking about rats and how. Well, actually, this is more just an example about habits and how you don't really know what you're doing, but you're just doing what kind of feels right, and how the rats know what to do based on repeated action. And they learn something, and when they first went through like a maze, for example, their brain had to work very, very hard to get to figure out how to get to their reward at the end of the maze. But then after a while, the study showed that their brain wasn't even really active in the pattern. It was just moving through the maze, and the brain hardly had to do anything. And it was because it was a habit that was formed, a pattern in the brain that was formed, and the brain didn't actually have to work to do that. So it wasn't actually hard. And this is kind of once you've established routines and habits in your life, it becomes kind of much easier. Whereas I was, or what I've been doing is that I haven't established habits. And I've just make every moment new and very challenging on myself and overthinking every single little thing. And when you overthink like that, suddenly you're like, how does anyone do anything? How do you know how to act in any situation? How do I know what is right? How do I know what's a proper diet when all this other information is there? How do I? And I was really like, I really spiraled hard and into like a really, I don't even know if I would call it a dark place because I wasn't sad. It was like, it's not that I'm sad necessarily. It's a sense of despair and a sense of that I don't know what's true anymore. I don't know what's right anymore. And I feel like it kind of puts me on the verge of really like almost a psychotic break when I get like really deep into that, because it's honestly dangerous because I feel like the walls of my the structure of what I understand just start to crumble, and I just don't understand anything anymore, and I don't know what's real. I know I'm real. I know I'm alive. I know the people around me are real. I know that's real, but what I mean is just it's more related to society and kind of why we do what we do. And there's just so much injustice and things that we do for really the wrong reasons. And when you kind of think about those often, everything else, it's just very scary because you say, well, if this is happening, what else is happening? And if that's happening, why is this happening? And then it doesn't feel like it makes sense. And I don't know how to fix that. And I can't fix that, but I guess it makes me feel like I can't trust anything. And that's scary. And it's not a healthy place to be in. And but the thing is that it, like an example of that would be just like an example related to mental health and things like that is just how much still stigma, let's say, there is around mental health and anxiety, depression, and other issues, other mental health issues that I know less about. And how there's not a proper system still, how suicide numbers just keep going up, and how in at least in Quebec, where I live, mental health is not really covered by Medicare. Like, if you want a therapist, it's going to be $130 a session, going rate. So that's not good. And why is that? Why don't haven't we prioritized that? So that's like a way to kind of get into this mind thinking, because you start to think of those little things like mental health, and then you can think of, I don't know, sexism, and then you can think of like everything that there's like a activist for. You start to think about it, and it's just really messed up when you really break it down, and you start to think, why is this happening? And for me, it's just really not healthy because I feel powerless, and then I feel also crazy, and then I feel unsupported because I don't really like confrontation, and activism is quite confrontational. And there's just this idea that activists are crazy when really, like, you're just trying to stand up for what you believe in, and normally it's the ethic, like, it's ethically correct what they're supporting. But there's just been a lot of, I guess, negative press on certain activists. I've gone off on a tangent. I don't remember what I'm talking about. I think basically, I just kind of wanted to show you how I could start my thoughts to spiral. And it could be a big thing, like a very societal issue, or it could be like a small thing, like getting dressed. And how do I get dressed? And it's just the overthinking is real. So I hope you guys took something away from this episode. I have put a big hold on the episode I was creating, and kind of the weekly set recordings, because while I was in kind of a bad place mentally, and I couldn't have that pressure on me. So hopefully you guys are still supportive and stick around, because all the things I worked on are still there. I'm not ready to commit to my weekly upload schedule right now, and to really kind of take this to the next level. So it's gonna just stay in this format for now. And I think that's okay. So if you have any comments, you can comment on my Instagram at Transparency Therapy, or you can send me an email at transparencytherapy@gmail.com. I'll see you guys next time. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.